Morning, Lou.
Well, morning, Mr. Brightside.
Express and an ounce of flake, please.
Just £1.02, please.
Aye.
Oh, dear. I don't suppose you've anything less than a £10 note, have you?
No, I'm afraid I haven't, love.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to manage it. Claude! Claude! Are you sure you've nothing less?
I know I haven't, love, and can you eat up, please?
Claude!
Come on, love, my bus is due any second.
You're going to take all my change. You better pay in the morning.
Hey, love, I can't get on bus with a £10 note now, can I? Driver will go mad.
Oh, dear, I hadn't thought of that. Here you are. 2 and 8 makes 10.
Ah. Ciao, love.
Good morning.
Morning. Damn cheek. Oh, where have you been?
Oh, in the back, sorting this lot out.
Didn't you hear me calling you?
Calling me?
Oh, never mind. We need some change in this till. They treat this shop as if it were a bank.
Oh, well, just so long as they're spending, Amy, love, eh?
Has our Brian got off to work yet?
No, our Brian hasn't got off to work yet. Can't get me rotten car to start. Dad, can I borrow the van?
Claude, Ryan's asking you a question.
Van? About him?
My car won't start. Can I borrow the van? That's all I want to know. Oh, never mind, I'll go on the bus. It'll be quicker. Mother, have my dinner ready for 5. I want to be out by 6:30 at the latest.
Again?
Yes, again. And don't forget, 6:30.
Couldn't you let him borrow the van? He's going to be late.
The van, love? Oh, no, I shall need the van myself.
Hey, have you seen to them paper boys? Don't keep them hanging round.
Oh, I know, all taken care of, my love.
Well, what are you messing about at now? I've got to go and get your breakfast ready. You watch the shop.
Oh, just filling up the racks, love, you know. Mustn't have any empty spaces in the shop and we folk might think you're bankrupt.
Dare you go bankrupt, then we know the country's had it. Hey, what have I told you about that filth?
Filth where?
Them so-called girly magazines. Disgusting things.
Oh, it's amazing, you know, how quickly they go on a Monday morning. It must brighten up the start of the week for a lot of people.
Not for much longer, they won't. It's embarrassing having to serve them.
Well, we have to cater for all tastes, eh, my love?
Not for those kind of tastes, we don't. They've got to go, is that clear? Watch the shop, I'm going to get your breakfast ready.
Yeah, all right, oh, my love.
Morning.
Good morning.
Are you the owner?
Owner. VAT man.
You what?
Tax man.
What are you babbling on about, Batman? Tax man? My name happens to be Rudge. Rudge. Does it ring a bell?
It dog. Rudge.
It should.
Rudge. Well, I don't see. I'm not. What can I do?
I'll tell you what you can do. You can stop charging us for that do-it-yourself magazine, which never arrives.
Never arrives.
That's what I said. It never arrives, but it turns up on our paper bill every week. Suppose you think that's funny.
No. So on your paper bill every week.
Every week without fail. And my wife happens to be of a nervous disposition when it comes to paying bills.
Oh, dear.
Listen, you. Listen, if someone tells my wife she owes money, she pays it. Even though she's sure she doesn't.
she does. She pays up, eh?
That's right, she pays up. Because if she doesn't, she can't sleep at night. She gets visions of Dawn Rage by the police, county court appearances, bailiffs, shame, ruination, damnation. Do you understand all that?
Oh, dear.
And what's worse, when my wife can't sleep, she doesn't let me sleep either. And I need my sleep. Just in case I haven't penetrated that thick skull of yours, let me make it plainer. If that item turns up on our paper bill just once more, I shall make a devastating dawn raid on this shop and thrust every one of those nicely folded newspapers right down your singing epiglottis.
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, you see...
Are you with me now, then, blockhead? Because that's no idle threat. Oh. Now, do you understand me?
Hey, what on earth's going on? Who's doing all the shouting?
I am doing all the shouting, madam, and what's more, this is all in the beginning. Unless I've managed to get my message through to that laughing, singing imbecile standing beside you.
If you don't mind, that happens to be my husband.
I can't do anything about your misfortunes, but I can and will do something about my own. Do you see what I mean? If he doesn't shut up...
The laughing God.
What?
God, go and have your breakfast. I'll sort this out.
Your breakfast, eh? But, I mean, Dorothy's not due for another 10 minutes.
Never mind. Just go. I'll look after the shop until she gets here.
Oh, well, I mean, just as you like, eh, my love.
Now, would you mind just calming yourself down and tell me what the problem is?
The problem is that every week, for God knows how many weeks now, we are being charged for a do-it-yourself magazine which never arrives. And my wife is slowly going demented, trying to get that simple message through to that husband of yours.
Name and address, please.
Rudge 34, Ashbrook View.
Very well, I'll look into it. Probably the paper boy who's shoving it through the wrong door.
Yes, love. Well, whichever door it is, please see to it that they get it stuck on their paper bill and not ours. Oh, and I would be grateful for a refund of all the magazines my wife has paid for that we've never had.
Very sorry. Just leave it to me and I'll attend to it.
Thank you and good morning.
Oh, dear. Rudge.
Morning, Amy.
Morning, Dorothy, love.
Oh, a bad case of Monday morning blues, if ever I heard one.
Correction, a bad case of Claude blues.
Oh, I see. What's he done now?
He's just caused a fella to almost burst a blood vessel. That's what he's done.
Another one?
Oh, another one. I'm seriously considering putting a large notice in the shop doorway.
A notice? What kind of a notice?
A warning notice. Customers are kindly requested to ignore my husband's affliction.
Claude behaving normal.
That's right, his normal self. Funny, really. That's a matter of opinion.
No, what I was going to say was, when he's around you all the time, you don't notice it.
Oh, I know what you mean. Thank goodness most people think like that, otherwise we'd be out of business.
Well, it could be worse, I suppose.
Oh, I'll grant you that. Oh, thank God we never went into the undertaking trade.
Has he, Claude, I mean, has he always been like that? You know what I mean?
Oh, for as long as I've known him. At first, when we were courting, I always thought he was just a cheerful soul. I think the first time it ever dawned on me that something was amiss was when we had to stop going to the cinema.
Why was that?
Because of Claude. He carried on just the same in the cinema. Oh. I used to keep nudging him, but it didn't do any good. He'd be quiet for half a minute and then he'd be at it again. I shall never forget the last film we went to see together.
What was that?
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, I know just what you mean. Oh, that was a lovely film.
I never found out, love.
You what?
But the people sat round us ended up shouting at Claude till somebody finally sent for the manager who refunded our money and asked us to leave.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's all right, you laughing.
Oh, sorry, Amy, but I do think it's funny.
Nah, you wouldn't if you had to live with him. I thank heaven that he has to be up early every morning. At least it gets him to bed early at night and gives me a couple of hours' peace on me own.
Well, I do know your Brian gets fed up with him.
Oh, he gets more than fed up with him. Claude positively embarrasses him.
I have noticed that Brian doesn't seem to bring many of his mates home. By the way, that reminds me. Is your Brian courting?
Courting? To my knowledge, he's not. But then he's not very informative about anything he does. What makes you ask?
Well, it's just that our Paul was stood outside the wheat sheaf on Friday night waiting for some of his mates when your Brian went by in his car. He had a girl in the car with him.
Oh, did he?
A real cracker she is, but a bit snooty. That's how our Paul describes her. Quite a posh family, apparently.
Maybe that explains why he's been dashing off every night.
Well, I remember you saying that he didn't seem to spend much time tinkering with his car lately.
No, he doesn't. It's home from work, straight into a bath, gulps down a meal and is off. On the two occasions I've asked him where he was dashing off to, all I got was to meet a friend. I should have asked him which sex.
Hey, well, if you do say anything to him, don't say I've mentioned it, will you?
Oh, don't worry, I won't let on. In any case, he'll tell me in his own good time and not before. He's a secretive one, is our Brian.
Brian! Brian!
Jean! Hello, love. What are you doing here?
Linda wanted to do a bit of shopping, so I decided to have a stroll with her.
Yeah, you did right. Smashing day. Where's Linda, then?
Oh, she's over at that stall going through a pile of frocks. I just slipped away to buy myself a pair of tights.
Hey, I could eat you.
Well?
My overalls are greasy.
You mean it's not private enough for you? Never mind. Save it for tonight.
You, all right, then, love?
I'm not really sure.
Not sure? But what do you mean?
Oh, I'll tell you tonight.
Well, there's nothing wrong. I mean...
Brian.
Yes, love?
A few weeks ago, you said that the one thing that would make you happy would be to be married to me. Remember?
Of course I remember.
You really meant it, did you?
I meant every word of it, love.
What about your mum and dad? I've never even met them, have I?
So what? Come to that, I've never met your parents. What difference does it make?
It's a bit unusual, don't you think?
I suppose so. I don't know. But, are you saying you'll marry me, then?
We'll talk about it tonight.
Oh, listen, love, I could be a bit late tonight. I couldn't get my rotten car to start this morning.
We use mine. Shall I call at the shop for you?
At the shop?
Not ashamed of me, are you?
Ashamed of you? Me? You know I'm not.
I was only joking. Where, then?
Say about 7:15 outside Woolies.
Right, then. Better go and drag Linda away from that dress stall. Otherwise, we'll be here all day.
See you tonight, then, love.
I can't begin to tell anyone just how the worry is getting me down. It's more than I can bear.
I know, Miss Wheeler. It must be difficult, but she is getting on, isn't she?
And you know, doctors don't care these days. I mean, I told him how bad my nerves were, but all he gave me was the usual tonic.
Well, I don't suppose there's a lot.
There's a woman lives 2 doors below me, and when she goes to see him, he gives her Valium pills. And there's not a damn thing wrong with her. Of course, you might know. She's a young bit of stuff and as flighty as they come. But what do I get when I see him?
Ah, yes.
I says to our Cecil, what's the use of giving me a tonic? It's something for my nerves that I need. Something strong to sedate me.
Hello, Miss Wheeler.
Will you just excuse me, Miss Wheeler? I have a meal cooking. Oh, God, keep her entertained for a few minutes. I'll go make us a cup of tea. She's waiting for Claude to get back from Thole Sailors. They forgot to send her weekly.
Right, love. Well, Miss Wheeler, how are you today?
How am I? Oh, you do right to ask. I was just telling Mrs. Daft I don't know how I managed to keep on my feet. My nerves are in rags. But what can you expect when I'm sat up at night with my mother? She's failing so fast, you see, and you know, them doctors.
Oh, hello, Dorothy, love.
Hello, Claude. Miss Wheeler's waiting for you. Have you got her magazine?
Oh, yes, I've got it, love. Hello, Miss Wheeler, my. You're looking well these days, eh?
You are?
I was just saying how well you're looking these days, eh? Pictures of fiddle, eh?
She's having a difficult time with her mother, Claude, didn't you know?
Oh, dear. Dear. Oh. Well, here you are, love. There's your weekly, they are. Sorry they forgot to send it. The scatterbrains they are.
Thank you very much.
Her mother's not very well, you know, Claude. I thought you knew.
Not well? I'll tell you, she's failing.
Failing, eh? Never mind, it comes to us all.
Claude, come and bring the tea.
I think it's time I went.
Right, Mrs. Wheeler. Well, it's nice to see you looking
Claude,
so well.
Thank you very much, and good day.
Cheerio, Miss Wheeler. I hope your mother will soon be feeling better.
Oh, my God, he's done it again.
I did try.
Oh, I know, love. I heard it all.
She went out of here with a face like thunder.
I noticed.
Claude, is that tea ready yet?
Yeah, I'm coming out.
Well, how do you talk? The papers will be here shortly.
Ah, here you are, love. There you go, there you are, love. There's one with that and one without.
Oh, thank heavens you can get something right. Oh, and by the way, I think you ought to offer to lend our Brian the van tonight. You won't need it.
Yeah, if you say so, Amy, love.
Oh, hey, there's your Brian now.
Hello, love. You're a bit early.
Hello, ma'am. Dorothy. Dad?
Hello.
Yeah, I got a lift from one of my mates.
Well, your dinner won't be ready for 10 minutes or so yet.
Oh, that's all right. I'll go and have a quick look at the car, see if I can do anything with it.
Oh, you can borrow the van tonight, Brian. I won't need it.
Thanks, but I won't need any transport tonight.
Oh, staying in, are you?
No, I won't be staying in.
Oh, I see. You're staying local.
No. A friend's giving me a lift. Cheers, love.
Cheers.
Right. So, here we are.
Nice, quiet pub. Just the two of us. Well, there's nobody to bother us anyway, and I'm all ears.
I like it. Really lovely. I wonder if they're real.
Real? If what are real?
The beams, of course. They look like the real thing.
Oh, sweetheart, I do love you, but you can be exasperating. Just at the minute, I'm not bothered whether those beams are real or whether they're Hong Kong plastic. I just want to know what all that was about earlier today. You didn't want to talk about it while we're in the car, and now we're here, you ask me about beams. All I've been thinking about since lunchtime is what you said.
About us getting married?
Right.
Must have sounded a bit like a proposal. It wasn't my intention.
Now, stop right there, love. Now, look, I know it's the man's place to propose, and I'd have done it before now if I'd have thought... Jean.
Yes, love?
Jean, will you please, please marry me?
You're blushing. I'm going to kiss you.
Does that mean you will?
Before you say anything else, there's something you've got to know. I think I'm pregnant.
Pregnant?
You don't look so shocked, love. I mean,
no, I'm not. I'm not. It's just that, well, right out of the blue like that...
Now you know why I was so hesitant. And there's something else, Brian. You don't have to marry me. I do want you to know that.
But what do I have to do to make you understand just how much I love you? All I can say that is if your being pregnant means we can get married sooner, then I'm glad. I'm so glad I could shout it out in here now.
You better not do that. Not in a place like this. You might ask us to leave. And yes, Brian, I will marry you. Oh, say yes, and now you've suddenly gone very thoughtful.
Yeah, I was just thinking about your parents. What they might say. I've never even met them, have I?
Well, neither have I met your parents.
No, I know, love.
So, how are they going to react when they find out that their one and only son wants to marry a girl who's pregnant, that they've never even met?
They won't go mad, will they? Your fault.
Mum certainly will. I'm not quite sure about Dad. And yours?
I don't know, love. And what's more, I'm not bothered.
You've got to be bothered, love. They are your parents and my future in-laws.
Look, I didn't mean to sound as if... Look, Jean, love, about my dad.
What about your dad?
Oh, well, as I say, he's all right. It's just that he has this sort of... Well, he has a habit of getting under people's skin, you see.
Well, I might as well tell you, he's already managed to get under my dad's skin.
Oh, no.
Oh, it wasn't anything important. I heard my dad going on to my mum about it. Something about a magazine, or... It doesn't matter.
Well, it would have to be your dad.
Look, your dad can't be worse than my mum. She drives Dad to distraction. Oh, she's such a snob. She didn't like the idea of coming to live in the North, and she never lets Dad forget it.
You haven't mentioned anything at home?
No, not yet. I wanted to be sure first.
When will he know?
I'm going on Friday for a pregnancy test.
I'll come with you.
No, love, I'll go on my own.
Look, Jean, if it turns out that you're not pregnant...
Yes?
Well, let's get married anyway, now we've decided.
Yes, love. But first of all, we've got to get around to meeting each other's parents.
Well, why don't we just take off somewhere?
We couldn't do that. No. I'm going to have to meet your parents, and you're going to have to meet mine. And what's more, our parents are going to have to meet each other.
Fancy turning up at the girl's house in this thing.
What's wrong with the veil? I mean, I've cleaned it and it's paid for.
Well, that's not the point. We're supposed to be business people and we don't even own a private car.
Yeah, well, private cars cost the earth, eh, my love? Van's cheaper to run and I can claim full tax on it. I mean, look what it costs our Brian to run that thing of his, eh?
At least we could have hired a taxi. We behave like paupers.
Yeah, there's no good throwing good money away on taxis, love. We have a van to ride in. Oh, I mean, it is a plain van, you know. There's no adverts on the side like some vans have.
There's no passenger seat either.
Yeah, well, I took that out to make more room for carrying stuff. Anyway, that box you sat on is quite secure, eh, my love?
Well, it's damned uncomfortable, I know that. And what do you think the Rudges are going to think? We got off to a bad start with them before we knew who they were. And now here we are turning up for our first formal meeting in this damn thing.
Oh, start buying flashy new cars and the next thing you know, folks are thinking you're overcharging them and making a mint of money.
Oh, it's better to make a mint of money and stick it in the bank like you do, skinflint.
Well, what the eye doesn't see.
Oh, shut up.
Everybody's got cars these days. Everybody except us, that is.
Yeah, we could have gone with Brian in his car.
You know damn well that our Brian didn't want us to go with him.
Well, it would have saved two lots of petrol. Yeah, I wonder why he didn't want us with him.
He probably wanted to prepare him for the shock.
No, that's not the reason, love. No, he said it was something to do with a special announcement that him and Jean would be making.
Never been so nervous since our Brian's christening. And that's another thing. You watch what you say.
You do worry, Amy, love.
Pace up and down like that, Norma.
They were supposed to be here at 4.
Oh, it's only 5 past now.
And where's our Jean and that lad of theirs?
I do hope you're not going to keep referring to him as that lad of theirs. You make him sound like a hired hand instead of our Jean's fiancé.
They were supposed to be here to make the introductions. It's all terribly embarrassing.
Unless you've forgotten we've already been introduced.
I don't need reminding about that. I never thought our own daughter would behave like this. Did you know that she's been going out with that, with him for months?
I was there when she told you, wasn't I?
Oh, yes, hiding behind the newspaper. All the boys she could have had, and she chooses to go out with him.
You're the one who's supposed to give guidance on such matters.
Oh, yes, blame me. Who agreed to this ridiculous meeting with his people? Tell me that. You did. Because Jean can twist you around her little finger. It's always been the same, even when she was a small child. When it comes to dealing with Jean, your backbone dissolves.
She insisted upon it in order to make this so-called announcement. What was I supposed to say?
You could have said no.
How can she be expected to understand the meaning of the word no when a mother doesn't? You may as well face up to it. They obviously intend to announce their engagement.
And you just accept it.
My father once told me the quickest way to end a romance was by allowing the couple to get engaged.
Is that why he insisted on us becoming engaged?
In our case, it was different.
Oh, none of this would have arisen if we'd stayed where we were in a civilized part of the country. Oh my God.
What's wrong
They're
now?
Here.
Are Jean and Brian?
No, the Dafts. Oh. They've come in a van.
Eh? A van?
Well, come and look. And he's going to park it in our drive.
Typical. Just typical.
Oh, I can't bear it. I just can't bear to look. He's wearing a flat cap. Oh, I won't be able to face the Pearsons. What will they think?
With a bit of luck, they'll think he's a plumber.
Plumbers don't turn up with the wives, you fool. Where's our Jean? She's done this deliberately.
You'll have to be civil with him, like it or not, and do try not to talk to him as if he's a demented idiot.
Well?
Well, what?
Just don't stand there. Go and let them in.
Boy, good afternoon. Mr. and Mrs. Duck, no doubt.
Oh, that's right. How do you do, Mr. Roger? Oh, my husband, Claude.
We needn't bother with introductions, eh, Riddle? We've already met them, eh, Mr. Roger. Quite so, Mrs. Duck. What would you please step inside?
Oh, thank you.
Come on, Amy. Oh, I hope you don't mind. I got one of my wheels across your herbaceous border. It hasn't done a lot of damage, don't you?
Not to worry, Mr. Daft. They're my wife, Norma, Mr. and Mrs. Daft, dear, Brian's parents.
Now I remember you. Yeah, I couldn't place you for the life of me when your husband stormed into the shop. Now I remember you, though.
That's all been cleared up and forgotten, Claude.
How do you do, Mr. and Mrs. Daft? Please, call me Norma.
Of course, and I'm Harold.
Oh, thank you. I'm Amy, and this is Claude. What a lovely place you have here, haven't they, Claude?
Oh, yeah. very posh. It all looks expensive to me.
May I take your coat, Amy, and your...
Your cap, Claude.
Oh, no, I forget, you see. I often wear it from morning till bedtime, don't I, Amy? Keeps my brains warm, you see.
Really? Thank you, Claude. Do please sit down. I thought Jean and that and Brian would be here by now.
Yeah, he's always late, is our Brian.
No doubt they'll be here shortly.
Now, would either of you care for a sherry or something stronger, perhaps?
Oh, thank you. That will be nice.
Oh, very, very nice.
Not for Claude, thank you. He's not used to drinking. It affects him, you know.
Oh, just one sherry, then.
Yeah, of course I'll have one.
Now, you know how drink affects you, Claude.
And stand on the sideboard.
Pardon?
Sweet or dry, Mrs.
Sweet, please.
And you, Claude?
Oh, either. No, I don't know the difference. But I know it's like Amy says, I'm not much of a drinker, you know.
Here we are.
Oh, thank you.
And how is business with you, Claude?
Well, we struggle on, you know.
Oh, that's just Claude exaggerating, Harold.
Hey, you must do very nicely, Harold. You know, I reckon this place must have cost a bob or two, eh?
No doubt this is the sort of place we shall go in for when we retire from the shop.
Oh, really?
Don't be silly, Amy. I mean, think of the rates on a place like this. Right, Brett, a bank it would.
We can afford it.
Ah, here they are now.
Thank goodness.
Pardon?
I'm glad they've arrived.
Yeah. I'll go and let them in. Jean always forgets to take her key. More coffee, Amy?
Oh, no, thank you, Norma. I feel quite light-headed. Them two sherry seem to have gone straight to my head.
Really? What about you, Brian?
No, thank you, Mrs. Rudge.
I think the sherry Claude had must have had a similar effect.
Claude! Claude!
Oh, boy, nodded off to that. Oh.
Might have been better to let him sleep.
Pardon?
Why don't you put some music on, Harold, dear?
Oh, that sounds like a good idea, eh? I've no doubt you're fond of music, Claude.
What, music? Me? No, I haven't time for listening to music, no. No, shop takes up all my time. No, I'm up at 5:30, you know, every morning.
Yes, quite. Don't think we'll bother with the music.
Dad?
Eh?
Oh, huh? Never mind.
Oh, that was a lovely meal, Norma.
Oh, busting out of me trousers, I am.
Really? How nice for you. Are you sure there's nothing else you want, Brian?
No, thanks, love. It's warm in here, isn't it?
Should I help you wash up, Norma?
That won't be necessary. We have a machine for washing the dishes.
Oh. Well, then. So, here we are, then. All nice and comfortable, eh? What interest do you have, Claude, outside the shop?
Interests?
You know, hobbies, sport.
No, only the shop, Harold.
Yes, of course. You did mention that, didn't you?
My dad's never been one for sport, Mr. Rudge.
No, quite. Well, it just goes to show that it's not true what they say about conversation.
Pardon, Harold?
That conversation is a dying art.
Anything on the telly?
We don't want the telly on, Dad. Oh. Well, not unless Mrs...
What about you, Amy?
Oh, I'm easy, love. I feel lovely sat here.
Well, shall I see what's on?
Please, don't switch the television on, Dad. Brian has something he'd like to say to you all. Mm? Haven't you, Brian, love?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have, yes.
The great announcement, no doubt.
Pardon?
Well, that is why we're all gathered together, isn't it?
And to meet and get to know one another, Mum.
Well, naturally, dear, we are getting to know one another, isn't that so, Harold?
Fully confirming all my earlier views.
Pardon?
Very, very interesting meeting people, don't you think? Eh? People from all different walks of life and social levels.
Well, I enjoy meeting anyone, and no matter who they are.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, so do I, like, especially customers, you know.
Yes, well, what we wanted you all to know is that Jean and myself are getting married.
Married?
Well, I think what Brian means is that they intend to become engaged, right, Brian?
No, wrong, Dad. Like Brian said, we're getting married.
Is that so? Well, it just goes to show that even in these spendthrift, easy-come, easy-go days, there are still a few thrifty young men around, eh?
50.
Just what do you mean by that, Dad?
I should have thought that was obvious.
To you, maybe, but not to me.
It's obvious enough to me, Jean. If Brian and yourself intend getting married sometime in the not-too-distant future, then you're going to need a lot of money. I'm sure that's what your father meant.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm glad to hear that you've got a nice little nest egg tucked away, Brian.
Nest egg? Me?
No, it's not two pennies to rub together, our Brian, you know. No, all his money's gone into that old banger of his, huh?
It's all right, Dad.
Well, it's right what your dad says, Brian. Yeah. You're usually coming to me for a sub by Wednesday.
If I may say something.
I think you're better.
First of all, we are not getting married in the not-too-distant future, as Mum puts it.
She'd hope not, indeed.
If you let me finish, Mum. We're getting married immediately. In other words, just as soon as we can make the arrangements.
Oh. Getting married immediately? Rubbish.
No, it's not rubbish, Mrs. Rudge. It's fact.
Harold, I hope you're listening to this.
Oh. Yeah, well, they don't let grass grow under the feet nowadays, do they?
I'm not interested in what may be growing under your son's feet. My concern is my daughter's future.
I thought you were never going to get round to that.
If you don't mind, Norma.
I don't quite follow what you mean.
Then I must be frank. We have seen to it that our daughters had a good education.
Yes.
And Norma and I would like to see her marrying someone with decent prospects in life.
Father!
Well, you could hardly describe Brian as someone with good prospects. What is he, a fitter or some such thing?
I don't think I like what you're suggesting.
And I'll be very blunt. I don't think Jean has given sufficient thought to what she's entering into.
Will you please stop talking about us as if we weren't here?
They do that with me all the time, love.
Well, are you?
Pardon?
Do you have to keep saying pardon?
No, what you said about my husband is uncalled for. Just who do you think you are?
We happen to be Jean's parents.
And Jean has decided she wants to marry our Brian, so that's that.
The idea is preposterous.
It most certainly is.
If you've all quite finished, preposterous or not, we are getting married immediately. You see, I happen to be pregnant.
Oh, pregnant? You're laughing, Claude.
What?
Will you be quiet?
If you don't mind, if anyone's going to shout at my husband, I'll do it.
Please, Dad.
Shut up, Claude.
I feel quite ill.
Do you realise what you've done?
Yes, Dad, I do realise. I'm sorry if it's come as a shock to you all, but Brian and I love each other very much. And I'm glad... Yes, I'm glad I'm pregnant.
I can't bear to listen. My daughter, my only daughter. It's like a nightmare.
Oh, there's no need to be so melodramatic. It's happened before to plenty of others.
Not in my family, it hasn't.
And just what do you intend using for money? Love?
We'll manage. Don't worry about that.
You mean you'll expect us to fork out, as always?
No, we won't do that, Mr. Rudge. We talked it over and we know what we're going to do.
It's disgraceful, an absolute disgrace.
Well, you can't live here, so you might as well get that quite clear.
Our place isn't big enough.
We're moving away from these parts, so you needn't worry about that either.
Moving? Where to?
One of a mate who works down in Dagenham, and he's asked me if I'd fancy working down there. It's a better job with better prospects. In any case, our firm's going on short time within the next few weeks. We've all been warned. So maybe it's just as well. There's no jobs around here.
And I happen to know that I can get work to do at home with the same firm.
You've still got to find somewhere to live. You haven't thought of that, have you?
We've thought about everything. We're not children. I shall sell my car. That'll give us enough to set ourselves up in a flat.
My God, it makes me cringe just to think of it. It'll probably be something squalid. Like those awful domestic situations you see on television plays.
I suppose you'll consider any place that isn't like this to be squalid, as you call it. In fact, I've no doubt you consider my home to be squalid.
It's just as well we didn't invite him to come to our place, Amy.
Oh, shut up, you.
And what about the wedding? Who's paying for that, may I ask?
I reckon I shall just have to dip into the piggy bank, won't I, Amy?
Piggy bank? What sort of wedding have you got in mind? A few boiled-ham sandwiches and a local scout hut?
There's no need to be so clever. We may not talk all posh like you and your wife, but we're quite capable of putting on a good do.
A good do? I can just imagine it. When I think of what I had planned for our daughter's wedding. You will live to regret this, Jean Rudge.
No, she won't, Mrs. Rudge, because I love her too much for that. We'll be happy, you'll see.
Yeah, that's the spirit, Brian, lad. Hey, and don't you worry. I'll see you're all right. I'm not short of a bob or two.
Thanks, Dad. You've turned up trumps, you have. I don't really know how to thank you.
Well, I do.
Oh, hey, she kissed me, Amy. she kissed me, Amy.
I've got a pair of eyes, haven't I? You big, gormless thing.
Claude!
Yes, Amy, love?
Are you ready? Brian and his best man have already gone.
Well, here I am, love. Bright as a new button, eh? All smart and shipshape.
Oh, yes, well, I'll decide that. Here, let's have a look at you. Turn round.
Yeah, well, are you satisfied, then?
My goodness. Last time I saw you looking so smart was at our wedding.
I was a real bobby dazzler.
You know, it's time that taxi was here. What time did you order it for?
That's something that I've been meaning to mention, Amy.
What is?
Yeah, well, I didn't really think, you know, it was worth ordering Jenkins' taxi for such a short ride, you know.
You
what? Well, I didn't think he'd be very pleased, you see, love. I mean, particularly, like, as we've hired the wedding cars from the co-op.
You didn't think he'd be very pleased?
No, calm yourself, Amy. It's only 4 minutes, you know, from here to the church.
By car, it's only 4 minutes.
Or by van.
Oh, you're not proposing that we go to church in that van?
You don't worry. Look, I've polished it. I've put a nice, new, clean piece of foam in it for you to sit on.
It's all my fault. It's all my own fault. I should have booked it myself, and now it's too late to do anything. Were you at church in a few minutes? Oh, I could kill you.
No, it's all right, Amy. I mean, look, I've got the van at the front all ready for us to be off. Yeah, now, come on, love. Look, hey, you know, you do look nice, Amy.
Oh, we better go before I hit you with something, and I mean that, Claude.
Oh, you do like a joke, Amy.
Thank goodness. Where on earth have you been, Amy? I was getting worried about you. And where's Claude?
He's gone to park the van.
I thought you'd booked Jenkins' taxi.
Oh, so did I, but Claude had other ideas. You know Claude.
Not worried about the cost of a taxi on a day like this, sure.
Take care of the pennies and the pounds will look after themselves. But what can I say when he's forked out all that money to set Jean and Brian up with furniture?
That's true. Hey, up. Your Brian's coming over. He looks ever so nervous.
He's not the only one who's nervous.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, love.
Where's my dad?
Well, it shouldn't be more than a couple of minutes. He's just gone to park the van, love.
Van?
Oh, I'll explain it all later. Off you go back to your place. I've already got the ring.
Don't worry. I checked on that as soon as we got in church. Right. I'm off.
Hey, and remember to speak up.
Yes, Mum.
Damn it! Oh, what a time to conk out on me. What can I do for you?
I'd be obliged if you get this van out of the way. With a wedding car expected here any minute now.
You can't do like I know that.
Didn't you see that sign? Please do not park here. You're blocking the gateway.
You don't happen to know anything about engines,
no,
do you?
No, I don't. I'm a verger, not a mechanic.
Well, can you give me a push, then?
Well, who do you think I am, Samson?
Oh, dear me. Oh, it's no good. She won't have it.
Here, where do you think you're going?
Look, just keep an eye on the van. Look, if the car comes, ask them to hang on a minute.
Hey, come on, get it moved. This is where the bride will be stepping out.
Look, I'll be back in 2 ticks.
He's here now.
Oh, thank heavens, what a relief.
We're going to talk to you, O'Brien. You don't suppose there's anything wrong, do you?
Oh, hang on, I'll go and see.
Hey, Brian.
Dad.
aren't you doing? You're supposed to be in your place over there.
But I can't get the van to start. Look, hey, can you step outside and have a quick look at
it? Hey, just what do you think you're playing at? You're supposed to be over there with me.
I can't come outside now, Dad.
Outside? What for?
Well, I can't get the van to start. Ooh. And I'm blocking the entrance to the gateway. The verger says he can't push, and I can't manage it on my own. Look, it's no good looking at me like that, Amy. Just remember where you are, love.
Oh, dear Lord.
Who's the idiot that parked that van there right in front of the gate?
Calm down, Dad. They can't start without us.
That's awful on the verger, isn't it? Why didn't they get someone to move it instead of hopping around like a demented fool?
Where's Mr. Daft?
Just coming out of the church.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. It's his van.
Oh, Dad, please calm down.
Calm down with that idiot around. Oh, God, there's Brian and his best man coming out of the church now.
Will you get this van out of the way? The wedding car's waiting to drive up. Hey, aren't you the bridegroom?
Yeah, that's right. No, we'll soon have it moved now. Yeah, hang on, Brian. I'll just slip and ask Harold if he'll help give us a push. No, Dad. We'll soon have it going now.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation.
Where is Claude? He's not going to be here when the pronounced man and wife...
Don't worry, love. He can't be much longer now.
Signifying unto us the mystical union of the... thy wedded wife to live together after God's ordinance in the holiest state of matrimony, wilt thou love her, comfort her, honour and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her, so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
He's here, Amy. Just in time.
Oh, where have you been?
I had a bit of bother with the traffic warden, love. I haven't missed anything, have I?
You very nearly did.
Oh, that's all right, then.
You're laughing, Claude.
So long as you both shall live.
Put the clothes sign across and drop the latch, Dorothy. I'll have to go and rake Claude out at back.
What's he doing?
He's supposed to be making Andrew a playpen. I'll believe it when I see it. He's taking on the attitude of what Harold can do, he can do better.
Well, Claude doesn't strike me as the sort who's very good with his hands.
He's not. Or with anything else, come to that.
Do you know, I'm as excited as you are. I can't wait to see Andrew. How old will he be now?
Oh, he's turned 3 months.
Oh. Doesn't time fly?
For some, yes. I doubt if Claude knows the meaning of the word. I'll go and call him. Claude! Claude!
Oh, I've nearly finished, Amy.
Oh, never mind. Just leave it. Brian or Jean will be here shortly with the baby.
Well, I haven't forgotten, Amy.
I dare say, but I want to see you washed, shaved and respectable looking. Not as if you've just fallen off the back of a dust cart.
Oh, that won't worry the baby.
No, but it'll worry me, so come on.
Amy! They're here!
Aren't you my little precious? Oh, I could eat you. I could just eat you.
Well, what do you think of your grandson, then?
Oh, he's adorable. Just adorable.
Hey, come on, let's have him, Amy.
You're not looking like that, you're not. I told you ages ago to get yourself washed and shaved.
Come on, Mum, let Dad have him.
Come on, little fella, come on, come to Grandad, that's it.
It's obvious he likes you, Dad.
I think he does, don't he? Oh, hey, he likes me, Amy. Hey, look, Amy. He likes his granddad.
Yes, I can see he does, love. We can all see that.
In You're Laughing, Claude, by Michael Toft, Colin Edwin played Claude. Anne Rye was Amy, Judith Barker, Dorothy, Russell Dixon, Brian, and Sue Jenkins, Jean. Keith Clifford was Mr. Rudge, and Paula Tilbrook, Mrs. Rudge. Geoffrey Banks played the Verger. The play was directed in Manchester by Tony Cliff.